You're listening to Amiel of AwakeningTheTruthWithin.com, intuitive counseling and crystal light body healing for your sacred inner balance. This is the feature article of my July 2023 newsletter, Being the Peace, which is free to subscribers. Receiving the Gifts of Christ Kristalla. Earth has been changing in its energy architecture, resulting in a permanent and profound change to the manner in which consciousness energy moves from the unmanifest to manifest. For those acknowledging our global awakening and reaching for a better world, it's helpful to appreciate that this means there's a great deal of potential to change what we manifest as our personal reality. And we've been given the sacred blueprint. The gift that's bringing us to this welcome new eon is the Christ code, or inner Christos intelligence, that is aligned with the energetic balance in the 12-tree core manifestation template. During the dark eon and the many distortions that ensued from the alien invasion of our planet, the organic 12-tree grid was intentionally altered in both its feminine and masculine gender principles. However, the corrected pattern is a sacred balance of the inner female Kristalla and the outer male Christ to form the Christ Kristalla codes of the God worlds. These codes have been downstepped from the universal and galactic levels into the Earth's grids and planetary brain, and into the human light body. It's the precise configuration of these unified codes that creates the neutral zero point in the light body to allow God source light to continually feed eternal light to individuated consciousness in a positive feedback loop. What this means then is that rather than being controlled by the parasitic ego constructs of the dark eon, you heal toward sacred inner balance, clearing away what has disrupted that inner sacred marriage, your soul wounds from the dimensions and timelines. This is building your eternal light body to be inner sustained. Also, if you want to manifest a world that is God-aligned, then you live from your heart-centered God intelligence to access that neutral zero point of creation. You choose a positive polarity of spiritually healthy behaviors and thoughts that accumulate and crystallize through the living light sound consciousness templates in your personal hologram to form your experience in the matter world. This aligns you to the universal natural law of the solar consciousness that is now transmitting the Christ code into all living things as energy becomes matter. In a perfected reality, this blueprint would be held by every human. In our reality now, this is a potential for embodiment because our ascending Earth is in a process of evolving manifestation. The new Earth is not a perfect world, nor is it a complete world, where everything is taken care of. It is a new world that has one simple defining value. It is a world based upon love and only love. So ask yourself now, do I want to move toward a world that is of love, even though it will take my time, energy, effort, and dedication to create it and build it up? Is this a world to which I want to contribute? Your contribution will be necessary, even more than it is now. You cannot just assume this new earth will be entirely created for you. Far from it. It's a world where each person must reconcile what is truly in their heart to give. It's not a time to just sit back and enjoy, but a time of collaboration, discernment, and synthesis of ideas, polarities, perspectives, and heart-centered intentions. It would be wise to think more along the lines of, I am the creator. While the emergence of the new eon has long been divinely planned, and the guardians and beloved supports on our planet and in the universe are reclaiming and rebuilding what was ours long ago, it's still a gift. As with any gift, you can choose to reject it outright, and many people will, not realizing what's being offered. You can also take the gift but set it aside, as though it can wait until later, but that would deny the divine timing of the gift. Or you can receive the gift and recognize its important value, asking yourself, how can I make the most of it? To benefit from it, what time and energy must I give to it? And what might I need to change within me to trust in this gift? It is wonderful to imagine that once the darkness falls completely, this better world will appear. But not just magically. Think of how long it took for the world to develop during the dark age cycle of 26,000 years. A great deal happened during that time. We're now thankfully moving into the age of light, but not butterflies and rainbows where we can ignore what lies within us, nor ignore what has come before now. The awareness of the darkness that we have lived with is very much a part of the awakening. It's the energy that lends itself to higher learning, to separating truth from fiction, inorganic from organic, and natural laws from man-made imposed rules, and to know what is power abuse and what is authentically powerful. Nobody gains wisdom without direct knowledge, and that first-hand experience is composed of peaks and valleys along the road. Everyone will still have inner work to do. The ego won't just fall away as though it never existed, nor will your soul traumas from the past just disappear. Your contribution will not be just physical, mental, and emotional, but also spiritual. It must be a spiritual contribution that you wish to offer humanity, and a spiritual heart that you bring to this new spiritual God world, which means, 1, to be heart-centered, 2, to be clear to whom or what you're giving your participation and therefore your consent, and 3, to know your place in the universe. If you take some time now to ask yourself these questions, then you are better armed and prepared to step into your purpose. Many people seem to be hungry for that. To be in service to others, though, does not mean that you forget your own development. In truth, you will likely be asked to step up and offer more of your higher expression, and this means diligence and discipline with inner healing. Of course, the new God world will be comprised of many unique light bodies. Some people will initiate ideas, some will lay out plans, others will research or build, and still others will add the beauty and flourish. There will be many different soul expressions and nuances in the mosaic that is all based upon a foundation of natural love. Maybe the questions to first ask yourself are, do I really know love in my heart, enough to give it freely? What is unresolved in my heart? We are all only just beginning to remember unconditional love and what it is to truly live from the heart. But even if you hold an intention for this inner Christos blueprint, and consciously choose your alignment, then you are on your way as a God world co-creator. For certain, our collective manifest experience will be expanding, opening, liberating, and so much more harmonious and unifying than it has been for thousands of years. The opportunity is to heal and let go of hurt, trauma, and pain. The possibility is to accept love as the reality. Then the probability is a return to our crystal diamond hearts. We've been praying for this time. We are here for this shift. Make this your contribution now. Prepare your consciousness to be a leader with God's light in your heart. To return to your sacred inner balance and align with the new earth, book a healing session. Go to www.awakeningthetruthwithin.com. Be peace.